Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce, and you're listening to the world famous
Hollywood and Friends on Hampton Blue Radio.
Hey, what's up,
everybody?
It's your boy Vinod, aka Mr. R&B.
What it do? What it do? Is your boy Hollywood? And Miss Judy's not with us, but we got two special guests in the building. The first one I'm gonna introduce, she goes by the name of Ariana. What's up, Ariana? How you feeling?
Hey, fine. What's up? What's the team? What's
what
going on? Wanna...
You guys will be hearing a lot from Ariana in the coming weeks. This is your first time, the introduction. And before we get into a little bit about you, our next special guest is Young Retro. Say what up, Young Retro.
What up? What it do?
So we hear Hollywood and Friends every Sunday, hashtag Hollywood and Friends, 12 noon. So let's back it up, back to Ariana. Ariana, what up? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well,
I can't really hear her. I don't know if it's just on my end or if it's where she's at.
Can you hear me? Hello.
You can hear you kind of now.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, I can. Now you're good.
Huh?
Yeah,
I can hear you good now. So one more time for
now?
The people who can't hear you. Yeah, you're good now.
Can you guys hear me better now?
Yes.
Yeah. So one more time for the people who can't hear you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Ariana, Puerto Rican and Cuban, born and raised in Hell's Kitchen, New York. Some people don't know what Hell's Kitchen is. That's Midtown. So whenever you're in Times Square, you are located in Midtown. So I'm a city girl from within. 26 years old. And right now, my current situation, I'm a bartender. And I just moved to Jersey City.
Ariana.
I'm here.
Yeah, question. Totally off subject, but I heard you say you're a bartender. Have you ever been to or heard of Coyote Ugly?
Yes, I have. Those girls be working it, though.
Yeah?
They do. It's right there in the Meatpacking District.
Yeah, I heard of it. I heard it's kind of dope. I have a friend that wants to work there, but I wasn't sure exactly, what the setup was.
Well, is your friend skinny? Does she know how to dance?
Yeah, no, she's dope. Yeah.
You
got to
get on that
bar.
Huh?
But you got to have balance over there because you got to get on top of the bar. You got to get low. You got to do math stuff. Like,
I already know.
Yes,
she told me she
right.
You got to work. You got to work. And then on top of that, after you dance on the bar, then you got to remember the drink. It's a process.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, Vanilla, let's take it back. How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty eventful. I had a wedding and a show, a comedy show, the same day actually, to perform for. But yeah, that was kind of interesting.
Ariana, what you do this weekend? How was yours?
Work.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
It's all good.
My fault. Yo, Young Retro,
and
how's your
weekend? And what you did this weekend?
Hold on. How you cut me off?
You know what? I like
hold on. No.
I like her already.
How you cut me off and then go to Ariana then cut her off to come back to me and then cut me off to go to Young
Retro?
And then
Retro. Cut him off.
We got to get it together right
now. I like Ariana.
First of all, let me cut you off. Hollywood. Ariana, how was your weekend?
I worked all weekend, guys. I made money. I made bank yesterday.
That's what's up.
Because a girl's to Florida this Halloween weekend, so she needs to, she needs to pay the rent for November, then be out and about all in, the end of the weekend, which is Halloween weekend.
Nice.
So, I'm out. Goodbye, everybody. While everyone's out there in the cold, oh, it's like me will be in the sun. Like, yes. That's it.
What I was saying, while I like Ariana, because very rarely Ariana do these guys ask me how was my weekend. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey.
No, listen. See, what you gotta understand, this is a Hollywood and Friends show, right? What that mean?
It's okay.
It's Hollywood.
I saw everybody was going.
Right, Hollywood knows though. Holly, you're supposed to be the one that's the host. You're supposed to make sure everybody's good.
And then somebody
makes sure he's good too. That's what I asked
him. Oh no, but he. Ariana, listen. This is your first week, so you'll understand that Hollywood takes the liberty of letting everybody know how his weekend went.
All right, so look,
he'll make sure we know.
I want to say fast out to my aunt though. It's her birthday. We actually went upstate to surprise her. It was like the best surprise ever. I might just post a video on Facebook. It felt like an episode of Cheaters. You know when you're walking up to the door, you got the flashlight and the camera crew. And we see them in their party, and nobody know we're coming. And we're like, yo, the door open. Just open it, open it. We open it, and she just lost her mind, almost had a heart attack. So it was like, it was a play. So fast up to my aunt. But that's pretty much what my weekend consisted of. Young Retro, let us know what your weekend was like before we get into these hot topics.
Boring. Nah. My weekend was legit. It was popping. I had a great time. I had to surprise my aunt also, so you know it was turned up. I was putting the vibe.
Yeah, that's good.
But
that's cute.
All right, so look, Ariana. So this is your first week here. So that's cute. So what we do is this thing called Hot in the Blog. Hashtag was Hot in the Blog. So we're going to get into what everybody's talking about. And the first things first, because this probably was like the biggest story this week, is your girl Raven Simone. She's on The View, and she basically, it was doing a segment on, it was a study done by UCLA about how people found that envision people with stereotypical black names usually get their resumes like thrown out or whatever when they're applying for jobs, or they're usually discriminated against based on their name before you even see them or hear them or
That's the name,
right?
Like how would you feel though, like honestly, like if you were looking at a resume and Tanene Jenkins resume, would you hire her?
Yeah, I would give Tanene Jenkins a shot.
And
so this is the reason why Raven's in hot water.
But what happens when she comes to the door and she be like, "Hey everyone, my name is Tanene Jenkins and I'm here for the interview." Would you hire her then?
Maybe not, but then you see you gave her the shot first and then you let her come in and
you give her a shot for what?
You're not going to just look at her resume and see Tanene Jenkins and immediately assume she's some ghetto hood rat.
Are you sure? No, let me explain this.
Let me tell you guys real quick. Let me tell you something real quick before we go any further. All right? For 4.5 years, I used to work on Wall Street. I was a head recruiter for a marketing company. Okay? I've seen all shapes, sizes, and colors doing screenings and interviews with people. All right? I used to work for a marketing company, which is what I was recruiting for. For people to knock on doors and save other people, the residents, save their money on their electric and gas bill. So I used to have a lot of different stories when I did interviews. It was too much sometimes. I had people come in here like it's like they going to the freaking Webster Hall. I got people coming looking crazy. I got people coming with their children to do what they got to do to get this job. It was dedication, but sometimes I'd be like, this is not the club. Getting matched, getting professional, like, horse, different shapes, sizes, and colors. So sometimes, when I used to see a resume, I used to be like, I don't know. Should I not? Sometimes I'd be like, let me just see this Facebook.
Quote unquote, regular name. They probably had your Tiffany's or your Jennifer's, and they still came in there looking like Webster Hall. So you can't judge off the name alone.
I never judge anyone, but I used to always let them know like, make sure you dress nice and casual and professional, but some of them didn't listen, and some of them was wearing stockings, like, up the crazy walls. And, you know, at that time, you can't tell them because they'll go home, because they're ready to dance.
Right.
But,
so,
you know.
But no, because Raven was like, I'm not about to hire you if your name is Watermelon Andrea. It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to hire you. So do you think she was wrong for saying she discriminate against names?
Watermelon Andrea?
No, it was, she said Watermelon Andrea, right? Now, my thing is this.
Yeah.
I understand it 100%. I understand it 100%. I don't agree necessarily with people judging based off of a name. But I understand that that's how businesses are run. You got to understand that, like, Raven Simone, people give her flack for it because she's a black woman saying something about names that are predominantly black, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like people are looking at it like, you know, you're one of us, so you shouldn't be, you know, speaking about things like that. But quite honestly, I feel like, to an extent, you have to understand that Raven Simone lives a totally different life than the average black person in America, right? People are holding her to a standard that I feel like she doesn't necessarily qualify with or identify with. You know, I don't feel like she's gone through struggle that, like, you know, most African-American people who have to face challenges like that. Imagine, like, the average woman named Raven Simone growing up in the hood probably wouldn't be where she is right now.
Maybe. I mean, but come on, there's other people that grew up in the hood and they're still popping.
Oh, no, definitely. I'm not talking about popping. I'm talking about having, you know, a certain amount of status, wealth, and power that she got. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. Because you could. It's not about money. It's about a certain type of power that she has. And you know, not even just privilege from being light-skinned, but privilege from being a child star and being in the industry for her whole life. She doesn't know anything but Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing different for her. It's, you know, that's just what it is. We don't know her lifestyle. She doesn't know our lifestyle. So, of course, for her, she's identifying with the people who probably feel the same way. Quote, unquote, the white people who probably have those corporate jobs or, you know, can give you those corporate jobs that wouldn't. But if a white person said what he said, it wouldn't be crazy. But because she's black woman saying that,
I think people are criticizing her just a little more for the reason you just said, because she is one of us. And some people even argue
ghetto. Yeah, exactly. I just feel like she could have a little more filter on what she says. That's it. I understand where she's coming from, and it makes sense. But it's just like, you know, be a little more sensitive to people who don't even have control over what their names are. These are people who,
exactly,
they didn't name themselves. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like, be sensitive to that. And don't make it a thing where it's okay now to judge people based off their name.
Right. Especially when you got celebrity kids who are probably going to be so privileged that they don't even have to apply for a regular job. Hopefully.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You got names like Northwest and Apple and all that, like, coming up. I don't know.
Africa.
Young Retro. Right, what you think of this, Young Retro?
Brooklyn.
She got her own opinion. Everybody got their own opinion. It's what you say,
right,
what you believe in. That's you. Like, everybody don't have to think the same. Everybody ain't meant to think the same.
So,
right.
There you go. So, that's Raven for you and Hot Water. For that very reason, they're even going in on her dad. Some people are hitting her dad up saying they're not going to support his book because of what his daughter said. He's like, I got nothing
to
do with my
daughter.
Damn, they
take it
like,
in.
She's a grown woman. Yeah, like, going in. Let's move on, though, to another thing that's hot in the blogs. And if anybody's on the line right now, you want to chime in on anything we're talking about, just press 1 and we'll bring you right on. Or if you're listening on the line, just call us up 646-716-8544. Another thing that's hot in the blogs, you guys heard about this, I'm sure, is Matt Barnes from the Grizzlies beating up Derek Fisher, allegedly for being with his ex. So my question to y'all is it ever okay for a friend to date your ex? Is it ever okay? But no, what do you think?
Honestly, the way I look at it, and you know how, you know how I move around certain people. If it's somebody that you're involved with and I'm your friend, I don't even talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Let alone thinking about dating them. I feel like that's just disrespect. But it depends on your circle, because I know it's a lot of guys who they're cool with stuff like that. You know, so it all really depends on how you move and what your circle is.
Okay.
Yeah. Ariana, what you think?
Well, so wait a minute. Let me get this right. So basically, I couldn't really hear you the first time, but you were saying something about your friend.
No, let's talk about Matt Barnes and Derek Fisher, because Matt Barnes supposedly drove like 90 miles to go beat up Derek Fisher because he was in the crib with his ex, Gloria Govan. So I'm asking, is it ever okay for your friend to date your ex?
It's different from men towards women, though. You guys gotta understand that. You see men be like, yo, my nigga, like, you hit it, I hit it. Like, they be like,
nah.
Hey, like,
yeah.
I hit it. See, us girls, we be like, bitch, what the fuck? How dare you? How dare you cross the line when there's mad niggas out there that you could be talking to, and you gonna talk to him? Bitch, you know our history, me and him. You know, so it's different.
Right.
I mean, I would never date. You should know how it is, because y'all be with girls and you hear the girls talking bullshit. But what I'm saying is, like, me personally, I would never date none of my friends or acquaintances or any girl that I know. I would never date her or her leftovers or whatever the scenario is. That's me, though. Because I'm popping. I could talk to anybody. But it's not my fault if they mad. It's not my fault if they mad and try to talk to me. Because I would shut it down, like, not my nigga, like, it ain't going down.
For those of y'all who can't see Ariana, she is popping. I will vouch, she is popping. But Young Rebel,
y'all can come see me Tuesday night. Y'all can come see me at the bar Tuesday night.
Nice, what bar?
Yeah.
It's called Karma. It's called Karma Lounge. It's located in the Lower East Side. It's on First Avenue between 3rd and 4th Street, but I'm there like Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
Is this Karma Lounge?
Nah, I need
to double check.
I can know you there.
Huh? Is this upstairs or downstairs?
On Tuesday night, I be downstairs. But also Monday nights, I'm downstairs, but it's two floors. But once you come in, I'm the only girl that wears glasses here. So you could definitely come see me 6 days after
Tuesday night, Ariana downstairs, Karma Lounge. Definitely go check her out. But Young Retro, what you think? Is it ever okay for a guy to date his friend's ex?
Hell no, I will kill you. Don't date nobody I dated.
She's taking it personal. That's personal.
Real personal. Do not date. I don't want to see you even talking to nobody interesting that I dated. Like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to do it.
I think it depends on the level of the relationship beforehand.
Nope.
Like, if they was together for like 10 years, married, had two kids, and now they divorced, and now I'm trying to holler, that's bad. But if you was with for like 3 weeks, or 6 months, that's nothing. I should be able to holler.
I don't care if I bought this for her Chipotle.
You know what,
I don't care.
No, let me tell you what it is. Let me tell you what it is, right? Honestly, it definitely don't depend on, it doesn't depend on the time. That's number one. But two, I feel like if you're friends with somebody, that should be a conversation that y'all have before anything. Before you make any type of move, you need to hit me with at least a text. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's kind of personal,
text,
V. What's going on? You need to talk about something, V? You need to talk about something.
That's personal.
You said what?
He said it sounded real personal. You need to talk about something.
Oh, no. But to be honest, I definitely had them situations where, like, somebody had texted me asking what's up, you know, with somebody. But is this a thing? Like, it's a respect. Right. Like, it's a respect factor because you understand what it is. So for me, I understand that. And I feel like that's just what it should be. It should always be that. It shouldn't be a situation where I got to find out later on that something happened. before I gotta know about you.
I feel you.
Oh, is that a respect?
But
level
I don't play that shit. Don't trust nobody. I don't care.
No, I'm just saying, ask a question, because you never know. Some people could be with people for years and not care.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Nah,
it's personal. It's personal.
Nah, I hear you, but no, it depends on what it is. It depends on the situation. Some people move different.
That is true.
I know it.
That
I know
is
some
true.
People move different.
You've been moving differently, then. That's what you're saying. You've been moving differently.
I always move different. I'm just saying. Listen, me and you can talk for 2 days. I don't want nobody touching it. I'm good.
This nigga Young Retro talk about he don't care if he just bought some Chipotle. You still can't talk
about it. Oh, my God.
But let me tell you something. Nah, with Chipotle being not $10.95 a plate, nah. We go, we in this
that's
together.
Mine.
It's a relationship.
That's mine.
It's a relationship.
Yo,
oh, no.
Before we move on to the next thing that's hot in the blogs, I just want to give a shout out, because I respect the movement, to the Million Man March that happened yesterday in D.C. So many of our black people was out there, and it was a rally, and the theme for the rally was Justice or Else. It was the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March, and also fast shout to Operation Hunger. They was out there, and they sent over 10, well, I'm not going to say a direct number, but it was thousands of people that they fed. If you want to know more about Operation Hunger, just hit up OperationHungerDC.org. But you know, a lot of people out here homeless and all that, so it's good to have a company like that that's out there feeding the people. So they was out there
that's
too.
Good.
So fresh out to the meeting in March. Yeah. So let's move on to the next is hot in the blogs. And oh man, this story, I don't think it will ever end. Is reminding me of O.J. Simpson, and I feel like one way or another, they are gonna get this man. And I'm talking about Bill Cosby. Another woman has come out saying that he drugged her and sexually abused her. The difference with her from every other woman that came out is the statute of limitations ran out with these other girls. She's saying her situation happened in 2008 and she was only 15 years old. At the Playboy Mansion. Like, what are you doing at the Playboy Mansion in Rexford?
She's reckless.
And she said he drugged her. She woke up, he was at the foot of her bed, licking on her toes or something. And they are looking to go forward and press charges now against Bill Cosby. What you guys think of this?
Get the hell out
that's
of here. That was like 8 years, like 2000 and something. Come on, man, she's bugging. Everybody was licking on her toes. She got fungus.
Licking on her toes.
I'm so over the Cosby story, though. Like, it's enough. It's been going on for too long for the Cosby situation. Too long. Like,
he
was.
That's crazy. He drugged the girl in the Playboy Mansion.
He's done mad things. But you gotta understand, it's Playboy Mansion.
No. I'm saying this. I'm just trying to get the story right. He drugged a 15-year-old in the Playboy Mansion. Mm-hmm. Right.
What is she doing in there?
What the hell is she even doing there? That's number one. But he drugs her in the Playboy Mansion. She wakes up sleeping, I guess, laying on her bed. Right? So maybe he took her to her room or whatever. I don't know. Or maybe he was in her room before. She wakes up to him licking on her toes.
Right.
I don't mind waking up if someone's licking my toes. I'm sorry, gosh.
So you mean to tell me that Bill Cosby drugged you so he could suck on your toe jam? That's what he did.
I'm like, listen, if this is how far you want to go, that's fine with me. If this is how far you want to go, that's fine.
She's a legend. He did more than that, I'm sure. But that was the start of it, I guess. But I don't know. I just feel like if this happened in any of these cases, because none of them have proof, but my thing, I'm not even going to comment on that in particular, but my question is, without proof, now, you got this new girl comes in, they allowed to take this to trial now because it happened within the limit. So now she goes into trial, she's just another accuser accusing him, and now they have 50 other women who are going to testify against him. Is that enough is that evidence?
That sounds like part of what situation.
I don't think that's enough evidence to be able to lock him up, because they got to believe without a reasonable doubt that he did this. And there's doubts all in those things, though, because there's no actual proof.
They ain't got no jello pudding. They ain't got no DNA. They ain't got nothing.
Thank you so much, jello pudding.
You got enough to be able to charge him. Because I was like, I don't know. I feel like Bill Cosby pissed somebody off, and they are gunning to ruin his life right now. And everything that came along with it.
Yeah, that's what it is. It pissed off somebody in the industry, and they just going after him.
And they said, I'm going to run your life. That's a rap. I'm going to run your life. But this story also reminds me of Tiger Woods, though. Remember when Tiger Woods was bagging mad girls, having them all on different levels, and they were all coming out little by little?
Yeah.
That's a Tiger Woods story.
We have a listener that wrote in and said, reality is Hugh Hefner better pray this goes away, as he too can be held liable for allowing a 15-year-old in his Playboy mansion. And FBI has been on him for years for that. So, if Bill goes, you go.
But I,
wow.
But my thing is, I feel like... Go ahead, Ariana.
No, I'm saying I don't think they have a security in the Playboy mansion. There ain't no security. No one's checking IDs. It's a Playboy mansion. You got some kids, you got some ass, come on in. That's all you need to know. They don't got no security.
Right, right.
Like, let me check IDs. 21 and over. No. You got an ass, you got some tits, you got a pretty face, come right in. Never mind a mistake. Let's go. She was probably dressed up as a bunny. I was like, let me in. And he was like, come on. That's something. It was like, there's no security there. No one is securing nothing.
Are you telling us, or are you guessing?
No, I think that's what they're doing. That's how she got in.
I was about to wonder how you know.
I don't mind going there, but I won't do it. And I just want to see.
You sound like you've been there before, right?
Right.
But I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, he's 15 years old. This is the Playboy mansion. You know what time it is. It's Playboy time. So that's what I'm thinking,
sure,
like... That's my solution. I'm like, there has to be no security there, no supervision, no nothing. It's come for all, like, that's it.
The reason I compared it to OJ is because they've been trying to get OJ for the longest, right? And never did. He got off. And then, fast forward, how many years later, they locked this man up for 30-plus years for robbery, for stealing his own shit? I was like... It's like, bro, they gonna get you one way or another. Like, how you give this man 30 years for stealing his own stuff? Like, so Bill Cosby better not even get a parking ticket, because they are gonna lock him away for like 40 years just cause.
Right? It's crazy.
Crazy.
They're doing anything to get him in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But let's move on though. A few weeks ago, because we haven't been on for a few weeks, you know, the Pope was in town and, you know, making his rounds. And there was one video I seen of him going through the crowd, and they was going crazy. And I was like, yo, the Pope is like a real-life superstar. I said, all he got to do is, like, just drop a mixtape, and he'd be lit.
Nah, so, no way.
Right. But peep game. There's actually a mixtape that the Pope is releasing.
No way.
I'm not joking. I heard one song from it. And they're calling it progressive rock. It's called Wake Up. And the name of this first single is Wake Up, Go Go. I'm not lying. The name of the first single is Wake Up, Go Go Forward. And the way it is, because I know y'all probably thinking he on there spitting bars. What it is it's like an instrumental track, and what's playing in the track is some of his lectures, and him, like, it's like an inspirational thing. But it's dead about to be on iTunes. It went up for pre-sale like a few weeks ago, and the Pope got an album.
That nigga worried about an owl. He better learn how to walk up to the damn stairs to that plane. His ass almost died the last time.
He said he almost died going up the stairs to the plane. I'm done.
But he definitely did though.
Yo, yeah, would y'all pick this up? Would y'all be downloading the Pope album?
I don't know if I'm with that.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the. I mean, I don't really much care for the Pope. Like, I don't know. Like, what did he do for me?
You know you're gonna be perfect for the album. Stop playing.
Of course I'm gonna need to hear it. I need to hear how this Pope gets down, but like, I don't really care much for him. He's just like, to me, he looks like an old sugar daddy. Like, I could find him on like, for real, I could find him on that. Like, there's that website called Sugar Daddy. Find your own sugar daddy. And I could tell him, he looks like he's one of them. He looked like a victim.
A victim.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yo.
I don't know.
Yo, another thing that's hot in the blogs is you got a Netflix and chill category about to officially be on Netflix. So when you're scrolling through the horror, action, sci-fi, you're going to come across Netflix and chill. And these are the movies that you can watch when you're about to get some scrape.
And you know what? They're probably going to be bored as a motherfucker, too.
I'm seeing movies like Love and Basketball.
Oh, my
really?
New show.
What's the perfect Netflix and chill movie?
No, it definitely is Netflix and chill. People that have watched Netflix and chill.
This nigga want to see a tragedy. He said Titanic.
Nah. We Netflix and chilling. I ain't watching a movie. I'm trying Netflix and chill.
Nah, we don't know what's going on. Nah, let me tell you.
Nigga,
let me tell you
like
what the bad thing about.
Over.
Let me tell you what the bad thing about watching Titanic is, right? When you Netflix and chilling. It's so much sad music in that movie. It's like at a point.
Right.
And in the movie, you've got to find a movie that's not entertaining. Because you could get caught up.
Yeah.
Like, you could get caught up like watching the movie. Getting into themes and shit like that. Nah, you can't.
No lie, I had plenty of movies F up my whole vibe. Because I'm I need to focus. And if I'm hearing something going on over there and I glance over, I'm losing it. Let's just say I'm like 2 seconds from, right?
Right.
And I hear something happening, that shit just ruined me. It took me back like a good 10 minutes now.
Right, like what's going on right now?
Yeah, I had plenty of TVs F me up, so can't be nothing with the boat crashing and niggas crash crying and yak and dying. OD. Yo, let's move on to.
I don't even watch
TV
no more. I watch TV shows now. Cause TV shows be popping.
TV shows.
Yeah, I definitely watch TV shows. Yo, no, what's your Netflix TV show, Ariana?
Well. Like, it's everything. Like, one show that I've been watching is The Walking Dead. I also watch, like, Empire, watch Scandal. I watch Once Upon a Time. I watch also Heroes the Reborn. I watch Supernatural. Like, I want that. I will watch those shows. Or Flash, The Flash, and Gotham. Because growing up, I was a Batman fan, so.
So, what are they going to get something? What's the point of Netflix and chill if you ain't chilling?
People chilling. People be chilling.
Yeah, you're my cousin Savage.
Yo, so another thing that was big in the blogs is Victor Cruz, Beyonce. She pretty much sent out a mega blast text to all of his side chicks, basically putting them on blast. I'm talking about over 200 numbers. He sent out this group text too, saying like, "Y'all all know about me, since I seem to be the topic of y'all conversation. So now I think it's time that y'all meet each other and exchange notes or some shit like that." She said.
Exchange notes.
Is that relationship code violation? Like, was she right?
Was she right? Hold on. So who is this again now?
Victor Cruz's fiance.
Victor Cruz?
Yes.
Who's Victor Cruz?
Victor Cruz is a football player.
Okay, oh. His fiance sent out his last text to his side chick.
I think he plays the Giants, right?
He played for the Giants still. You asking me how my day was and you know about sports and all that? Nigga said you winning over here.
I'm updated about everything. You need to be updated. You need to be updated about everything. Like, yesterday, my job, I had three basketball players. They were full as hell. I was looking up to them like they were the god because they were so full. But one time, I did as met Stallmeyer, and I did not even know that was Stallmeyer. There's people that I met, and I don't even know who they be. I don't have no clue or no idea who they are until the very end. Of everything. I'm like, oh my goodness. He did not tell me that. I completely missed that part right there.
Yo, I love your anyways, accent right now.
Hollywood, let me tell you something real quick and let me tell the crew something real quick. I am running late to work as a bartender. I'm always running late. I'm gonna be late for my own wedding, promise you. But I'm on the train right now and I'm about to lose service. So if anything, I would definitely holler at you guys either when I get off the train. Or it's the next week.
All right,
cool.
All right, cool. So real quick, shout out your Instagram or something.
Huh?
Shout out your Instagram or where people can follow you.
It's Baby Adi. So it's BABIIARI.
All right, cool. Baby Adi, thank you so much. Yo, we'll definitely be we're having you on soon. Appreciate you. For real.
Well, like I said, definitely come see me. Either tomorrow night at Karma or Tuesday night, if anything.
Right. Tuesday night, y'all in there. Downstairs, come along.
I'll see you guys later.
Have a good day.
Into the next day.
Man.
So, best shots to Ariana. Like I said, we'll be hearing more from her a lot in the coming weeks. Tuesday, downstairs. Karma Lounge, 8 p.m., 7 p.m., go there and see her at the bar. All right, let's move on to what else is going on. What's hot in the vlogs. Let's talk about Empire. A lot of people are going in on Empire because they're saying that the ratings dropped drastically from the first episode. It was like 3 million less viewers the following week. So people are, you know, when you at the top, one thing I was saying before is Empire was having all this crazy buzz, like biggest buzz I've seen for a show in a while. And just thinking from an artist standpoint, just from a product standpoint, like when you so big, you know that the bigger they are, the harder they fall thing. That shit is so real because it's more eyes on you. So the minute you even slip up just a little bit, niggas is on it. But 3 million, that's not even in the TV world, that's nothing. Like, what you think? You think they losing it or what?
Hold on, so what do they have in first week?
I don't know for sure. I got to look it up, but I think it was like 17... million. I could be all the way wrong, but I'm about to look it up right now.
And last week was 3 million.
3 million less than that. Not 3 million, just 3 million less than the first week.
Oh, come on, man. Next.
Right.
I don't know, man. People don't know what they want, man.
What I was charging it to is I feel like niggas was so curious because, you know, they was getting so much buzz. Those 3 million people was just the curious ones. Like, let me just check this out, see what it's about. Not everybody don't like it, and some people probably just don't care no more, so they backed out. I don't take away from the show. I think
those are
so.
The potential bandwagon.
Nah, right, right. The bandwagon. They cable got cut off. Listen, they came and got cut off, and then the storm knocked all the DirecTV joints out. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the $3 million right there. You feel me?
I get it. Makes perfect sense. I didn't even think about that. You got to factor the weather in.
That sounds like Maurice.
It was the first of the month, huh? That was right after the first of the month.
Who is that I just heard? I thought I heard
that.
I don't know. What
the fuck?
Whoa.
What? That sound like Miss Judy.
Is Ariana still on?
Who is that?
We get hat. We live.
Hey. Is that Judy?
Yeah. I don't know. But let's just keep it going, though. Yo, did y'all hear about this with El Chapo supposedly upping the bounty on Donald Trump's head?
Oh, my goodness.
He won Donald Trump dead or alive, and he upped the bounty like $3
million. Why the hell are you trying to kill Donald Trump?
Because of the comments Donald Trump made about Mexicans and stuff.
I agree with it. What are you offering? I probably could do it.
Nah, don't get locked up, nigga. Dude, the feds is listening.
Damn, sir.
You go right to your Instagram page like, this nigga said he'll do it. Grab him.
Yeah, he owe me a new location. I'm on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, disregard those remarks.
Views and opinions expressed have nothing to do with the Hollywood and film cast.
Right, right.
Yo, man, El Chapo don't mock old.
He's just joking, ladies and gentlemen. Alright, so look, I got like two more things I want to talk about before we get into what blows my. The first thing is Beyonce, actually not even that one. I'm going to talk about this Halloween Whopper. But no, you eat Burger King?
Not really, no.
So they got this Halloween
Whopper. The last
time
I ate Burger King was like 2 years ago. Go ahead, though.
You probably seen it, though. It's an all-black bun. It's called the Halloween Whopper. And said the way they turned the bun black is because it was baked with A1 steak sauce. And that's what turned it black.
Which is bullshit, I think. But go ahead.
It is exactly bullshit, and I'm going to tell you why, because a lot of people, and me myself, have been coming out on the internet saying that it was turning their poop green after eating this black Whopper.
That happened.
And that is absolutely true. What's crazy is, the next day after I ate it, and you know that happened, and then I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I thought something was wrong with me. I started Googling, like, what the hell does green poop mean? Like, what is this? It was like a neon green. It's probably too much information, but it was like neon green. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is happening to my body? So I'm Googling it, and then I come across these, actually, it was like the next day I came across this article of people saying that happened to them after they ate the Whopper. And I was like, yo, that's crazy, because I did have one of those. So that A1 sauce, I don't know, they must have just put a little bit, but the rest of that shit that actually make the bun black is dye. And they probably use green dye and black dye.
But that's my thing. I feel like this whole shit, they putting anything in anything and saying it's something. Like, I don't know what's going on no more. You can't even trust bread.
Right.
Yeah, everything's fake. Just like girls getting butt shots and then talking about they got an ass. Nah, ma. You got something else. Everything. Girls getting fake eyelashes. All that. Everything's fake nowadays. Everybody likes the fake stuff now, so everything is going to be fake.
Yo, they even got fake eyebrows, I just discovered. Girls are actually getting their eyebrows, like, put on, like, weave, like, strand by strand, if they don't have no eyebrows. getting real until you jump in that pool.
They got little packs of edges too. You bought some edges and all that.
It's real out here. Crazy. So the last thing I want to talk about before we get into what blows my mind is, did you guys know that when people sing happy birthday on national TV that they get charged like $2,000 for it? Like,
wow.
TV shows, talk shows. I don't know who wrote that song, but them niggas is paid because anytime somebody would sing it, they had to pay. Not us, of course, in our houses, but you on national television, yeah. But what happened recently is a judge overturned that. So now it's public domain, I think they call it now. So it's free. So now everybody, you probably hear happy birthday being sung a lot more on television and TV shows and talk shows because they can actually do it now. But that's crazy. What you think of that? I didn't even know that was even a thing. Like,
niggas be owning the craziest shit. Who the fuck owns happy birthday? Like, somebody wrote that. Come on.
Yo, can you imagine, though, like, that guy or girl who wrote the song? Like, who even thought of that? Like,
because it was somebody's birthday. What you mean? How he thought of it? It was somebody's birthday, and they said happy birthday, and then the niggas just kept on saying it.
But then you had to add, you know, that was like a good writer, right? Like the how old are you now part? Like, no.
Bruh, you serious? What you mean? It was questions. I swear to God, this how happy birthday was written. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. How old are you? Now you 7 now? Oh, happy birthday, happy birthday. That was happy birthday with like 13.
And now they're paid. But look, they had to come up with the melody. Happy birthday.
Come on, Zach.
He
doesn't
know what key it was gonna be in, like all that.
Got it.
But yo, let's get into what blows my mind. Stacey, can we get that thing in the coffee? Larry.
I'm about to buy good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
Let me tell you what's blows my mind. I'm about to say it, and if you hate it,
press one if you want a line already.
I'm wishing I was blind. I'm about to lose my mind.
Hey, shut up. What blows mine? Hashtag what blows mine is the part of the day where we basically say what gets under our skin, what irks our nerves, what have you just saying, bruh. Like, really? So hit us up. If you're on the line already, press 1. Call us up. But I'll kick it off. What blows mine for the past, actually, what blows mine is the fact that I haven't gotten to Six Flags yet this whole season, and I got a season pass. And, like, just a waste of money. So now my cousin finally decides to make a set a date to go. And both dates he set, it rained both times, so we couldn't go. And that blows my mind, because now niggas got, like, when am I going to get to Six Flags? To Fright Fest. Like, come on, son. But no, what you got? You got anything?
What blows mine? I don't got anything for right now. I'm good. I've been good.
Bugs.
What blows mine is he's riding out now. what blows mine is, you know what I'm saying? I don't think side niggas winning no more. I think we on hold for right now. You feel me? My side nigga application has been on hold for a couple of weeks. I'm trying to get them back up. So anybody out there that need a side nigga, you know, hit me up on that Young Retro _ Moolah Mafia on Instagram. You feel me? I'm taking all applications.
I don't know about you, but my side nigga app been floating. This been getting picked up. I had several interviews this week.
Man, listen, I don't even know what that is.
Cause you want to be a main nigga, but no, that's your problem. You gotta come with the crew and be a side nigga for a couple of weeks. You're gonna enjoy yourself.
Trust me, son. It's a different field over here. You gotta feel this grass over this side.
Listen,
this
man, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Buddhist. I'm everything.
I'm whatever you want me to be on that application.
Nah,
you
want to
play tonight? Come on.
I'm living life
man
right.
Ain't doing that.
Oh, man.
Yo, but no, you got to understand.
What's up?
You're an artist, right? All right, so you sing songs to make women feel good about themselves and make women drop their panties, right?
If that's what they choose to do, yeah, go ahead.
All right, that's just like a side nigga. We are artists. To make women feel good about themselves and drop their drugs because they may not doing it.
I mean, listen.
It is the art.
You know.
It is the art and science behind that.
You know. I'm gonna take a page out of Kevin Gates' book. I'm gonna say this: what's understood don't need to be explained. So I understand exactly what you're saying.
What it is, what it is with Vendor is, you know how when you get hired for a job. And they got the book they give you, the manual,
uh-huh.
And it tells you, like, to not discuss, like, the pay rate and stuff with other employees. That's what's going on right now. You don't want to lose his job.
Man, I don't work too hard to get to...
you want to contact an obligation.
Niggas got benefits over here. He's not trying to lose that 401.
The 401k is different.
You should call me on my cell phone.
It's different.
Late night when you need my... Oh, man. Yo, last call for alcohol for anybody listening. Press 1 if you want to say what blows yours. So, yeah, that's what you do. You know what? What's crazy? This not really what blows mine, but what blows a lot of employees, speaking of jobs, is there's been some employees who got fired from their jobs recently, and they're working at, like, popular spots that got, like, secret recipes and special sauces. And when they get fired, they're releasing these recipes on Twitter and on Instagram. Like, words, you want that special sauce? They use mayonnaise, they use relish, they use a half a cup of Worcestershire sauce, and that's what you got. And these companies are tight behind that.
You was just talking about the...
That
you
just don't
about
blow
mine.
It don't blow mine, son, because I learned how to make them lemon pepper wings, boy.
Right.
And them niggas let that some the sauce go from Popeyes. Oh my lord, boy, they done did it.
Oh man, yo, was about that time. Let's get ready to wrap this thing on up. Facebook.com/.
For whatever reason, Hollywood's phone just dropped. Hopefully, you can call back in.
Okay, well, facebook.com/HollywoodAndFriends. Or you can find us on Instagram at Hampton Blue Radio. You can find Hollywood online at I Am Hollywood. That's Instagram. On Facebook, it's Hollywood and Friends Radio or Hollywood NYC. And on Instagram, you can find me everywhere at Vernor Music or everywhere else, Facebook and all that. VENORMUSIC and Young Retro, I believe it's YOUNGRETRO YoungRetroMulaMafia. That's Young Retro Moolie Mafia. Right?
Yeah. And you can also follow me on Snapchat at Young Retro 5. Don't forget about it.
Yeah, and she's not here, but I still got a rapper. You know, that's my girl, Miss Judy. You can find her everywhere at MISSJUDDY. That's Miss Judy with the double S and the double D. No pun intended.
Double S and them double D too.
We got to put the double D's in there.
Got to put the double D's. Yo, download us on iTunes, the podcast on Stitcher or TuneIn. Just search Hollywood and Friends or Hampton Blue Radio. And fast shouts to you guys, Benoit. Fast shouts to Young Retro for holding it down. Fast shouts to Ariana. Follow me, and then you can follow Ariana because I'm a, I'll post her Instagram and all that, so you guys can follow her. It was like Baby Ari, but it's like technical veteran. So yeah, that's it though. We're up out of here. Fast shouts to Stacey for always holding it down. Hampton Blue. We out Tuesday, Karma Lounge, 7 p.m.
Yep.
You get to see Ariana and a comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
Tells you. It's a pleasure. We out. Deuces.
Yeah.